Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man allegedly threw a 7-inch knife after being denied a ride to GameStop, say deputies, Palm Coast. It was a 7-inch kitchen knife he threw at a person on Monday. He was denied a ride to the GameStop, Flagler County Sheriff's Office. James Colasanti, 19, asked somebody for a ride to GameStop. They said no. That's when he pulled out two knives and threatened to kill them. Well, I'm sure that's going to persuade them to give. Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, hop in. Let's go. Let's go to GameStop. Someone took the knives away, but then he reportedly grabbed a 7-inch knife and threw it. And he jumped a fence at a nearby high school that sent the school into lockdown. They found him in a storage container on school property, and he was armed. Apparently, how many knives does this guy have? The sheriff goes, it doesn't get more pathetic than this. He wrecked his future over trying to get to GameStop over video games. Colasanti was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, armed trespassing on school grounds. What in the world is wrong with us? What is wrong with this dude? What is wrong? They found him. They have the Flagler County Sheriff's Office body cam footage. They found him in a storage container.
Probably going to GameStop for a copy of Fruit Ninja.
You think?
Probably.
Like, why? Like, what is wrong with you? I don't understand. This is, from Fox 35 Orlando. A Florida woman strikes an intruder with a hammer while her husband held him at gunpoint. See, now, there's a marriage right there, you know? Florida woman, her husband held this guy, a home invader, at gunpoint, and the Florida woman hit him with a hammer. Marion County Sheriff's Office. This guy, Robin Rivera, who was the home invader, he was trying to apparently get into his mother-in-law's house, but she didn't live there. And he was just like, oh man, his mugshot looks rough. He didn't care. Apparently he was 41 years old. He's still trying to get in. It happened like 11:30 p.m. on a Sunday. The couple were asleep. The wife heard a loud banging noise. It kept getting louder. And that was coming from Rivera, who was knocking so hard he knocked the door off the hinges. And that's when he made his way inside. The husband grabbed his shotgun and loaded it. Why did you have to load it? Like, that should be loaded, but I'm glad he had one. He told Rivera to get out or he would shoot him. Rivera said, go ahead and shoot me. The two men got into a tussle over the gun. That caused the alleged intruder to fall down. See, right when he said, then go ahead and shoot me, I would have shot him. Then it's done. I'm not going to have a tussle with you. I'm going to say I'm armed. I might give you a chance unless you're still coming towards me, in which case. And then, so anyway, the wife grabbed the hammer and struck Rivera on the head. He went down, but he got up again, charged the couple again. So she hit him a few more times with the hammer just as deputies arrived at the scene. They noticed that the police noted their front door was totally removed from the wall. And there was all kinds of blood because Rivera had been beaten with a hammer. How do you get beaten with a hammer and then you still understand your Miranda rights?
That's a good question.
He said he was trying to get back into his mother-in-law's house. And then he was told, this is not your mother-in-law's house. And they're like, you're not at your mom-in-law's house. And he's like, I'm not? Oh, my gosh. So he's being held in jail on $25,000 bond. Wow. That's some partnership, though, right? But, you know, when you're like, hey, I'm going to shoot you, and they go ahead. Okay, then do it. Don't even give them a second. All right, you pick. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. So they're going after powerlifting. Did I tell you about this? Oh, boy. All right, so here we go. Independent Council on Women's Sports and USA Powerlifting, they released this thing. They're urging public support for women powerlifters in this Minnesota lawsuit. So there's a district court's ruling. This was just a couple of days ago, where they said that the powerlifting – the USA Powerlifting has to stop operating in Minnesota unless it allows male athletes to compete against women in powerlifting competitions. You know, like men who just want to identify as women, you know, just identify as stuff. What? Yeah, like dudes. Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's have like a baby having competition and let's see how well men do there. Right? Let's just go ahead and do that. Oh, wait. Your inverted Franken bits aren't going to accommodate that? You all right over there? Wait, you're just like brushing your beard furiously.
Every now and again, you walk a line. A line they have to pay attention to.
I'm talking about the dude's lifting stuff and the powerlifting.
It's news. It's totally news. I mean, I'm not just saying.
Like you get all, like your arms like get all like twisted up and then you start pulling your beard.
I have physical tells.
Oh, yeah. I can always tell because he just furiously pets his beard like a squirrel with a nut. It's crazy. Just, yeah. No, you would be not, you'd be horrible at poker. You'd be too, you could, oh, right there. See? See? You gotta sit still. Work on your bearing, man. In the face of these power lifters that are wanting to go and lift with the ladies. So they said the Minnesota judge's radical erasure of an entire sport's a warning to other organizations. Well, it's true. How in the world is this? I mean, this is just, it's wild. They had that because USA Powerlifting, they have super strict rules about, you know, no drugs, no nothing, you know, all of this stuff. And they had, because there've been similar like protests with this, like when they in skateboarding, etc. But there have been a lot of men that have really kind of pushed women out in a number of these, and we're seeing an increase in it. It's more and more. But this judge has decided that, I don't know, I guess that, I guess they know more. They say it was a huge win. They said that the USA Powerlifting had illegally discriminated against a dude. This is how this is described. And he looks like a dude, right? The request was made back in 2018, J.C. Cooper. He wanted to compete in women's powerlifting. The powerlifting officials denied it. So that's when the judge said, oh, well, you discriminated against him because he wants to be a dude and you have to sacrifice your success to go along with the fantasy of this guy believing that he's a chick. So do you see how that works? That's what equality is today. So trans activists believe that everyone else you have to give up your dreams. You have to give up everything else in order to accommodate their pretend. You also have to pretend. Maybe you're number one in powerlifting, but when you go against a dude and he outlifts you in the women's category because he has a distinct competitive advantage because he's a dude, then if you disagree with that, you're the bigot, not him, for disenfranchising you. That doesn't make any sense. He was told that originally the organization's medical director that, you know, men are not allowed to compete because it's a static strength sport. Duh. Why does this have to be explained to anyone? This is wild to me. And that wasn't enough. So Cooper lawyered up, took it to court, and ended up winning. The only way that this is going to end is if women walk away. Women ought to walk away and just create their own new leagues from scratch at this point. See, that's what women did in the beginning. We weren't harassing dudes, too. We want to play basketball with you. We want to play football with you. We want to play baseball. We did our own things. We organized our own leagues. So, they sit here and talk, you know, trans activists talk a great game about, oh, we're empowered women, too. We're just men. Yeah, well, apparently you're not empowered enough to create your own leagues the way women did. This is just sad. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens with it. But they released, they need women to support it. But it's not going to happen unless women walk away. There were a couple of competitions recently in which women did that.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm watching an insane video of this kid doing the Rubik's Cube in 3 seconds, setting a new world record. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. All right. So Carbondale. Woohoo, Carbondale, Illinois, Kane. From your neck of the woods, Southern Illinois man was arrested in Nevada. He's facing charges of theft in Williamson County because he stole a backhoe and then drove it to the airport to catch his flight. According to the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, Timothy Baggett of Carbondale was arrested in Elko County, Nevada, on May 21st for the charges related to the possession of a stolen vehicle. He was later released. He's currently being held in Elko County Jail on a $40,000 bond. So, yeah, he even parked it. I love this sentence. Quote, a backhoe was parked in the airport parking lot, which was determined to be suspicious in nature. I bet it was. I am so shocked that somebody who looks like the guy we're about to show the simulcast viewers couldn't be trusted with human remains. A morgue manager at Harvard Medical School is among seven charged with stealing and selling human remains. Yeah, he was selling them for mortuaries at the Ivy League school and the University of Arkansas, say prosecutors. It's an underground network that robbed corpses, including the bodies of two stillborn infants, at Harvard Medical School's anatomical gifts program and an Arkansas mortuary and crematorium, according to U.S. Attorney Gerard Karam. He said in a statement yesterday, Cedric Lodge, 55, who is a creeper, allegedly stole the remains from the university morgue with the help of his equally creepy wife, Denise, and two associates, creepy Katrina McLean, 44, and creepy Joshua Taylor, 46, and creepy Matthew Lampe, age 52. One of the clients, Jeremy Pauly, bought and sold body parts with him, exchanging more than $100,000. Yeah, when you have your eyes literally tattooed and you look like you're trying to be like, I don't know, like I don't think you can be trusted with human remains. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say no. That's not going to happen. Let's see here. Milkshake Duck strikes again. The father of the Colombian kids that were rescued in the jungle after surviving for 40 days has surrounded himself with minders and refuses to address claims that he abused their mother as per her father. And he left the hospital with a very, very expensive tiger head necklace. He was wearing new Air Jordans, new jeans, new shirt. He had apparently gone to Bogota and was shopping for some clothes while his kids are in the hospital. And he's very eager to assert his rights over his children. That's fine. And if you're unsure about where the Milkshake Duck reference comes from, it comes from this June 12, 2016 tweet where someone joked, quote, the whole internet loves Milkshake Duck, a lovely duck that drinks milkshakes. 5 seconds later, we regret to inform you that the duck is racist. It's about the quick cancellation of someone who, like, really quickly gets viral fame. So, yeah. In Detroit, they banned Alphabet, the pride flags. It's not just the pride flag anymore. It's just like the rainbow with the pink and the blue and the white and the black and the brown. It was in Hamtramck, whatever, Michigan, Detroit area. They banned the alphabet flags from any publicly owned flagpoles. They had a tense hours long meeting. They met about this for hours, about the flags for hours. Like, people have lives. They've been giving up an inordinate amount of their life to argue with people over a flag that people want to fly because of how they have sex. This is the flag that explains how I do it, and I need it to fly. So they had one woman, she was speaking at the public portion comment. She was like, why do you have to have a flag shown on government property to be represented? She goes, you're already represented. We already know who you are. Well, yeah. Now, here's what's interesting. It's an all-Muslim council. So this is where the wave of the culture war is crashing against Iraq up there. Because, you know, this is a predominantly Muslim area, and you have these activists that are screaming and they're doing all of their stuff. I just noticed that the all Muslim council, they don't care. They don't seem to care how loud these activists scream. Exactly. They don't care.
How I feel.
Yeah. Businesses and residents, they're not prohibited from displaying whatever flag they want, but taxpayer property, you can't do that. Can you imagine if they wanted to fly like a Christian flag? What do you think the activists would do? So there's 27,000 people. It's Hamtramck, T-R-A-M-C-K. I don't know. They said more than 40% of the residents were born in other countries. So it's, and they have the significant, the main demos like Yemeni or Bangladeshi descent. And so you have a lot of Muslims that live in this area. And so the mayor, Amer Ghalib, made the flag a campaign issue when the previous mayor, whose name was literally Karen, flew one on city property in 2021. And so a lot of the people that were in the area began complaining about it. They're like, why is this on, you know, why is this on our public property? And so Dawad Waleed, who is the director of the Michigan branch of Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, I'm not a big fan of the CARE group, But he said their flag policy doesn't discriminate against anyone. If you would have told me that in 2023 that you were going to have people fall on the same square on this, I don't know if I'd believed you. Yeah. He said that some Muslims who oppose the alphabet flag are no different than conservative members of other religions with similar views. Waleed said, quote, flags carry symbolism. Those symbols carry social and political messages. And he's absolutely right. So this is not a big deal. Why does it have to be hours long? But they're not moving in there. Have you noticed, like, with the school boards? Just think about this for a minute. All of the protests over the books in the libraries, school boards, everything else, like, has been happening in Virginia, even in Texas and elsewhere. It's been happening in Michigan, like, to a really, I mean, with a lot of schools there. And there have been a lot of parents that have come out against this. But they're not giving it hardly any attention because they're mostly Muslims. Have you noticed this? If you think about how much you've heard about it, they have no idea how to deal with them. This is like back when, what was it, Prop 8 in California, the same-sex marriage issue. And it was the Black and Hispanic community that were more against it than anyone else. And the left didn't know what to do, so they blamed it on the Mormons. They had no clue what to do. They're like, oh, it's those damn Mormons. That's how they approached it. So they went after the Mormons, even though when they actually did all of the exit polling data and everything else, when they actually broke everything down by demo, the Mormons were a smaller percentage compared to the Black and Hispanic community that voted overwhelmingly against, you know, codifying that same-sex marriage in California. But they ignored them. They have no idea how to deal with it. Same thing with Michigan. The left has no idea how to deal with this. How are you going to go after the Muslims? How are you going to go after them in Michigan? Because they're on the same ground as, you know, the Democrats who are just agnostic out in Virginia or some of the Christian groups in Texas. I mean, how are you going to deal with it? They have no clue. It's funny. And then you got the other, like the L's and G's that are coming out. And they're like, we don't want these other colors on the flag. Get it off. I feel like the left is having like a little civil war that no one's talking about. They all talk about the right, but let's look at what the left's doing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.